This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm going to just start it out. I know what you're thinking to yourselves. Kevin, it's your birthday. You look marvelous. Thank you very much. I do. I do indeed. I look marvelous. You're listening to one of the best shows on the radio, leader in all of Africa. Most of the places in America that it is not heard, I am the leader there as well. Anyway, glad you guys are here. God, I'm energized. It is my birthday. I will not tell you how many years that I have spent on terra firma, a.k.a. Mother Earth, fighting against climate change. I know, the entire time. It has been my complete destiny to fight against this thing called weather. And you know what I love about the day that is June the 21st, the summer solstice, is that some strange way, it always ends up being the longest day of the year. I don't know how that happens. I don't know what it is about my birthday, but it's freaking hot every year. Every year I have been alive, it has been freaking hot, at least from memory. It could have been when I was younger that there was an ice age during my birthday. I don't know. Will somebody check? Could I get one of you guys to check to see if there was an ice age during my birthday? In the time that I've been alive. Please check for me. I'll have one of my producers work on that. Go, Minion, go! Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Amazing day. The sad part about it is, you know, I'm away. New York. Unable to spend my time on my birthday on myself, of course. No, I'm up here doing work with Fox. And it's okay. And seeing friends. You know, why not? Is someone going to buy me a big fat New York steak on my birthday so I don't have to pay for it? I mean, so that I can enjoy it and have a night out? No. I'm going to have to do that probably for myself. But when I get back, kids, everybody, hey, dad, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, hey, thank you, whatever. Anyway, celebrated Father's Day, as you guys know. Most of you dads did. We all talked about this over the last weekend. I don't know. We're in the middle of the week. Kevin, why are you talking about Father's Day? There's a reason. And I'm going to get to it here in a second. Because every father did not get to celebrate Father's Day. Yeah. There you go, being all smarty pants. I'm telling you why. Unfortunately, everybody didn't get to celebrate that. There were men who were distraught, estranged from their ex-wives or ex-girlfriends and kids. They didn't get to celebrate. But today we celebrate. It's your birthday. Go, Kevin. It's your birthday. I'm dancing. Yes. Black people are musical. You know this. Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about all the things that I want to talk, that we can constantly be talking about. There's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of things that aren't so good that we could be talking about. Because you know what we should be figuring out on this show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to call and wish me a happy birthday, feel free, 844-551-8255. But we should be talking about things that matter. That's what we should be talking about. We don't talk about things that matter enough. We have to talk about strategy. That's what we talk about all the time on this show. Well, I remember when we were trying to figure out, what do we want to be in the show, Kevin? What are you going to do? You're going to be another talking head. No, I don't want to be another talking head. I want to be a force for change. But I'm not talking about that fake change of Barack Obama. I'm talking about real change. I want to be a force so that when you hear my voice, you go, whoa, Kevin, I did not know that. And then you go and you spread that knowledge like a virus, but a good virus. There are things that are good. You can be a bacteria. You could be penicillin. Or you could be Ebola. You know what I'm saying? I know Ebola is a virus, but you get what I'm talking about. So, what we want to do is we want to spread the words of, you know, the things that are good. And the unfortunate thing is, as opposed to us discussing these things and saying, hey, well, there's a little bit of good in what they said over here, Kevin, on the left. And, you know, we talk about this. Let's blend that together. There's not much blending to be done. I talked about this the other day. How much blending do you do on voter ID or even voter ID?
If you're drunk, yeah, voter ID.
Yeah, how much blending is there on voter ID? It's important to know who's voting. And non-citizens shouldn't vote. It's pretty simple. I don't go to, I've got to go to France. I don't go to France and go, hey, French people, I'm coming over here for a visit. You got an election going on? How about I vote?
Macron.
The French have their election, and I know I'm I'm going off on a tangent here. What? But I digress. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yep.
He's got Alzheimer's. No, I don't. Too young. But, you know, Macron would not want me voting in his election. He believes that the French people want to bring in multiculturalism and all of these things because we love our Muslims. We don't like the way the United States thinks. Okay, fine. But get used to hearing Allahu Akbar. But we're not talking about terrorism the way we should be talking about terrorism. We're not talking about health care the way we should, in the sense of it helping people. We're not talking about foreign policy wins that America sends out that the world sees as a beacon. Look at America. We just recently, when Otto Warmbier, the young man we got back from North Korea who unfortunately has passed away, we found this out the other day, but there's no Korean healthcare system that he would recommend if he were alive. There's nothing about that country that we go, ooh, they got the amazing medicals. It, whatever. I mean, it's rare that you're going to find something better that doesn't already exist in America. Now, that being said, you can for example, Dubai. I bet you that the Sultan of Dubai, whatever he's called, has the best medical care in the world at the palace. Not available to everybody. And I'm not necessarily... Look, you could... There's pros and cons for that. We can debate that. Kevin, should there be a system for the elite? And should there be a regular system? Certainly. There should be. I'm going to answer it for you. There is no debate. That's like saying, does everybody shop at Walmart? No. Some people shop at Neiman Marcus. And there are people who despise those who shop at Neiman Marcus. Look at them. Those... bourgeois. Well, they earned it. Maybe they didn't. But they have the ability, and I'm not going to be mad at somebody who, for whatever reason, has the ability. If you've earned it, you'll keep it. If you don't, if you just have the ability, you're likely to lose it. But we don't talk about the things, folks, that we need to be talking about. Because we're distracted. The left love to keep us distracted. So I want to focus on some of that today, and we're going to also talk about the distractions, because you need to be aware of the distractions and how they occur. Kevin Jackson here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177, 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I'm the author of a book called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. Autographed by me. Soon to be a collector. What do they call it? It is a bestseller, but a collector's edition or something like that. After I die, 20, 30, 40 years. Who knows? We never know when God is going to call us, but it isn't today. It's my birthday. Yeah. Hey, you can celebrate my birthday with me by joining TeaPartyCommunity.com and telling other people about the show if you like the show. If you like it, spread it. If you don't, then don't. It's okay. We don't care. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to me. Talk to me on my birthday. All right. So I mentioned Father's Day, and we used to do this as a routine. I would come off of the weekend, and I know we're in the middle of the week, but I would come off the weekend and I would talk about what had happened the weekend in Chicago. And it's going to be horrible. We know that. I talked the other day about Chance the Rapper, who actually blames Donald Trump for the angst in Chicago, all the problems of Chicago have been laid at the feet of Donald Trump. And this is a young black man who's been indoctrinated. He's been told that, hey, despite what you see with your eyes, and, you know, because we've got Barack Obama who hails from there, we've got a city that is run by Democrats. You cannot find a Republican to throw a rock at if you were looking for somebody to throw a rock at. There's no Republican in sight. Rahm Emanuel, union bosses all down, up and down the ladder. And one, the threat of Chicago is that black people die. People die, period, all the time of violent crime based on liberal ideas that go back for decades that do not work. And this is a shame because the people trapped in the middle of this want out. They want what we want. They don't know how to get it because they are in a system. They're in a whirlpool of corruption, Democrat corruption. And back when Blagojevich was the governor of Illinois, and you had Emanuel and Daley and people before him who were running Chicago, it was really a two-headed monster of Democrats, corrupt Democrats, who ran the whole show. The mayor of Chicago is as powerful as the governor of Illinois. And so what do you get? You get decades of violence and a cycle of violence that people can't escape. You get a cycle of poverty that creates almost a caste system. And certain people escape. Barack Obama escaped. He escaped because somebody wanted him to escape. They saw this half black, half, you know, white dude, you know, and you guys know his story. I don't need to tell you. I mean, you know the narrative part of it. You don't know the real part of it. We'll talk about that in a bit, by the way. Obama's book. But they targeted Barack Obama to get him out. And he was a great emissary for leaving everybody else in. Barack Obama has made one heck of a life for himself. And the people who helped him get there, the handful of folks, a couple dozen people, black folks that, you know, black centric that helped him, they did okay. Reverend Wright didn't do okay. He was a pastor of a mega church who now is a pariah, and probably rightfully so. But Barack Obama didn't say, no, look, guys, you've miscast him. I'm gonna bring him up with me, despite he might have some ill-conceived ideas, but I'm not going to let him go. Psst, gone. And many others, but there are ones who gave money. When he needed Reverend Wright to get him street cred, he got it. Then he's done. But the ones who gave him money, you better know, they're the ones who are getting fractional pennies from you and everybody around you every single day for doing nothing. The green energy people and all that. These are the people that made out. How do you think the rest of Chicago is doing? You think the average person in Chicago has been impacted positively by Barack Obama's policies over the last 8 years? Just tell me, yeah, yes or no. Kevin, do you, well, I'm asking you, don't be asking me. Do you think that these policies are impacting folks in the South Side and the East Side? Jesse Jackson Jr. was their congressman. Rahm Emanuel, Obama's protege, runs the city. Barack Obama's been president. How's it impacting the South Side? How's it impacting the East Side? You think that black folks are more civilized? Are the schools better? The food better? Are the roads better? What? You know the answer. Well, on Father's Day, the weekend of Father's Day, Chicago recorded its 300th homicide. Same weekend they did it last year. So, yes, let's give Chicago a hand. Because many people, many fathers celebrated Father's Day in the morgue. The somber milestone was reached around 2:30 a.m. on Monday when a 33-year-old man was gunned down during a burst of violence that saw four people killed and 13 others wounded over just 5 hours, Sunday evening through early Monday morning. This is data that the Chicago Tribune keeps. And you guys know, we would do this segment on the show after each weekend, and I would wait. I'd wait till Tuesday to do it because the numbers changed. It would be, you know, approximately Chicago couldn't even track its murders and its wounded. Because they'd have to wait. Well, we have to wait until it's official. Till the police bring in whatever. I don't know what they use, but the numbers are staggering. At one point, they said officers working on a double shooting on a near west side, on the near west side late Sunday night had to duck for cover when shots were fired blocks away. So they're working on a shooting, and then there's another shooting. Guys, this isn't isolated. This is the world. This is the real world we live in now. And you go out, you send your kids out for routine things. I remember as a kid walking the streets in San Antonio when we would get to go visit. It was a big deal because, you know, I grew up on a ranch. So when we got to go to the city, we had restaurants and, you know, like fast food joints, things like that, that were a big deal to us because the closest town to me was 11 miles. And the burger joint was Leo's Drive-In. I got to see McDonald's and Jack in the Box and Burger King. It was like, whoa! It was like a kid in a candy store. And so it was a big deal. We would walk the streets, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock maybe, while the adults played dominoes or whist or tonk or whatever in at the house. And it was like a, I don't know, it was a rite of passage. I remember when I was like 12 years old and I got to go, you know, I got 13 maybe, and I got to go with the bigger boys, you know, 18, 19, 20, and we go walking up the street. And it was a cool thing. And I see kids doing it today. And I'll be honest with you, it's like, you wonder what's going on. We had no malice. We weren't going to do anybody any wrong. But the point is, 11 people were killed in Chicago over Father's Day weekend. And I don't know how many were wounded. But 11 people. Unbelievable that this is the life that we liberals have given us.
The Kevin Jackson.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the birthday boy. Yeah, did I mention it's my birthday today? I hope I did. Hey, if you want to contact me, 844-551-8255. Bloodiest Ramadan so far. Get used to hearing that every year. It's going to be like Chicago. In fact, what we'll probably start doing is we'll start listing the weekly Muslim attacks. We now have more Muslim attacks in the name of Islam in a week than we had in decades. These attacks have been escalating for some time, and people just seem to go, oh, whatever, no harm, no foul. It's amazing. If you see the number, do you know what the number of attacks? It's crazy. I'm going to give it to you in just a second. I want to read this piece that comes from, it's titled, The Bloodiest Ramadan? Its strongholds in Iraq and Syria slipping from its grasp, the Islamic State threatened to make this year's Ramadan a bloody one at home and abroad. With attacks in Egypt, Britain, and Iran, among others, and a land grab in the Philippines, the group is trying to divert attention from its losses and win over supporters around the world in a twisted competition for jihadi recruits during the Muslim holy month. I want you to think for just a second that think of the number of people in America who call Islam the religion of peace. And in its holiest month, they go out on a killing spree. It would be like Easter. Christians go, we are the religion of peace, and then we go kill 150 people to prove it. I mean, I'll give you guys a little inside baseball. Me and my one of my producers, we were joking that we should produce a spot that says, you know, I'm with CARE. Hello, my name is Mohammed Rar Ramadi, and I am the spokesperson for CARE. We realize that, I sound more Indian, but we realize that there is a taint on Islam as being the religion of peace, but we are. And we want to prove this to you by killing you, killing all the infidels. I mean, it's become a joke. The religion of peace. Everybody uses the finger quotes. What religion of peace? You've got, I don't even know the names of the groups. They've got Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram. What is it? The flavor of the day. New and improved terrorism. Let's put a new name on it. Put whatever name you want on it, but I will tell you this. At its core will be Mohammed, Ismail, Bahan, Wahur, Aha, Asif, Nasir, That's who will be at the core of it. Unbelievable that we allow this. And the leftists fight us over the truth. Okay, so this was as of Tuesday morning. Let's see, Ramadan Bombathon. I went to the site where I get a lot of the, it's the religionofpeace.com if you want to know where I'm getting these statistics. Terror in the name of Islam attacks during Ramadan, day 24. 139 attacks, 1,282 people killed. All other religions combined attacks, zero. All others killed, zero. Muslims killed by, quote, Islamophobes, one. That was the attack in London. And they now say that was a driver road rage and not necessarily a Muslim attack. So you've got the Religion of Peace that has instituted 139 attacks as of day 24 of Ramadan, killed 1,282 people. I want to know, anything you can do that has that number attached to it of people, of the attacks and kills that the left, that we could do on the right that the left would ignore. And in fact, advocate, well, you got to let those crazy, you know, if we went out, for example, as right wing nutbags, which is what they call us, and we decided we're going to attack all baseball games and we're going to ask people, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? I'm a Democrat. And we go shoot them, and we do 139 of those attacks. We kill 1,282 people, and people go, leave them alone. They're good people. They're misunderstood. They're really peaceful. I mean, I would love to see I truly wouldn't love to see this, but I'm saying just for the thought exercise, the Amish. If the Amish in America were to go and do what the Islamic terrorists, the jihadists, are doing, the Muslims, I would love to see how the left describes these bearded men. You know, old Youssef. Well, he's a good guy. I mean, if Youssef went on a killing rampage, I mean, come on, it's all for the sake of Amish. I don't know what they practice, what religion. Seriously? 139 attacks, 1,282 people killed, and the left want to convince you that it's okay. And in fact, in the article that I started reading from, the idea is they're on the run. They're getting more desperate as they get on the run. Well, you know what? It's showing. I talked about these Muslim attacks, and I talk about them all the time because I mentioned to you guys, I started writing a post on June the 5th. Because I was curious as to the number of attacks in, you know, jihad, whatever, there would be for the year 2017. Because I've been chronicling this now for the better part of a month. And I thought maybe there'd be 200 attacks worldwide. I got a surprise. 918 Muslim attacks as of July the 5th. 6,538 people killed. Over 7,000 injured so far. In 2017. And then I said, I was doing something else. And I said, well, what's happened since then? You know, because we're seeing an escalation. And I've talked about it. Now we have in days. In one day, you can have more attacks than we had in the entire 80s. With more people killed. It's getting ridiculous. So I said, well, I wonder how many people have been killed since the London attack, which is the one everybody's talking about. And in the 2 weeks since I'd written the article, there had been 66 new Islamic terror attacks. And by the way, that's now a couple days old. 370 people had been killed. But what always gets me about these attacks, and it's kind of like what happens in Chirac, Chicago, where I think about why were they killed? How were they killed? So let me give you an example. In Afghanistan, in the city of Alingar, four construction workers are laid out by Sunni bombers and killed. In Mali, jihadists attack a local security post. They kill five people. In Somalia, radicals fighting for a Sharia state attack a military base and murder five local troops. In Israel,
terrorists carve up a female border guard with knives and automatic gunfire. In India, Islamic radicals ambush and murder six local cops, then mutilate the bodies. In Kenya, a bomb planted by Al-Shabaab claims four lives, injures 11. In Cameroon, three-year-old child and other civilians are reduced to pulp by a female suicide bomber. Thailand, 52-year-old Buddhist is shot in the head by Muslim insurgents. India again, police officer gunned down outside his home. Afghanistan, Fedayeen suicide bomber detonates at a Shiite mosque, killing four members. India, Muslim terrorists attack a police patrol in a drive-by, killing one member. Now, why am I telling you all this? What I'm telling you this, folks, is many of these are people in harm's way. They're military people and they're cops. Who do we have a war on here in America from the left? Military people and cops. So that's number one. Number two, which is more important in my opinion, some of these people are just living life. Bomb planted by Al-Shabaab. Where? Cafe? Bus stop? Who knows? I mean, you have children wiped out during a gunfight. Does that sound familiar? Maybe it sounds like a drive-by in a black neighborhood. Female school teacher murdered by the suspected Taliban in Afghanistan. Islamic radicals machine gun three passing cops. That's a cop one, so, you know. How about this one? This was in Somalia. Five girls are among dozens slaughtered at a restaurant during an attack that began with a suicide bombing, followed by Islamists hunting down victims at an adjacent hotel. Iraq. Four Iraqis are killed during a massive suicide assault by ISIS. In Afghanistan, motorcycle suicide bomber kills two others, and so on. Bomb planted by Taliban takes out a bystander in Afghanistan. This is the life of regular people that get up one day. Look, it's one thing to die because in a car crash, or you died in your sleep, or you died, you know, because you got an illness. It's another to think that you're going to face the types of death that these people are facing every day. And I want you to ask yourself, is this what you want for America when we get back?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, my name is Ahmed. I want to apologize right now for all of the bombings of the religion of peace that we call ourselves Islam. We understand that you are not ready for this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I really get upset that at the lies, man. Look, I mean, everybody does, and I mean, we all get mad if some. Why'd you lie to me? Just tell me the truth. I mean, we say that to our kids. My little boy, he's 10 years old. The other day he had 6 big Oreos, the ones with the double stuffing, and his mom says, "You have too many." I mean, because he's got a mouthful of them. She says, "You need to put." I said, "You should just eat 4 of them." He goes, "Well, I've already eaten 4, and I've got the 5th one here," and he's holding it in his hand. So his mom says, "Well, put the 1 back." So he goes and he puts it back, but he's lingering too long, and he comes back, and his cheeks are full. And she says, "Did you put that other one back?" And he goes, "Yeah, I did. I really did. And he's trying to convince us that he really did. And his mom's like, "I don't trust you. I don't believe you."
And the reason is because that little sucker will just lie over little things. And you got to get this out of them early so that they face the world and stop lying. Because as a kid growing up, you know, and I'm not making excuses for it, but, you know, I lied about my dad and stuff like that because and it perpetuated other lies because I didn't want people to know my dad was in prison. And I don't want that pattern repeated in any of my kids. My older three boys, no issues. They just, yep, here's the way it is. Bam, bam, bam. But my younger son, he lies for no reason, kind of, you know. And it's kid stuff. I know it because I did the same thing, and I'm sure you guys can remember doing something similar. But what we want is we want truth. And the left just hate when we get truth because the sad part is the truth usually ends up being a problem for them. They can't handle the truth, not to go all, you know, a few good men on you, but they can't. They can't handle the truth of their lifestyles. They want to believe that the lifestyles they're leading is the way life is supposed to be. It's, you know, devil may care. Yeah. Okay, great. So you go 2 years devil may care, but you're strung out. You look back, you've got, you know, things that you, I mean, regrets that you just cannot shake off. But it was worth it, man. It was 2 years of devil may care. Look, I get it. We're all human beings. We're all subject to the temptations of life and things. And don't misunderstand me. You know, I'll give you an example. I love to gamble. I really do. I don't have a gambling addiction. You don't hear me talking about, yeah, I just got back to the casino yesterday. We got casinos all over Missouri. I rarely go. But I love to gamble. And here's what I will tell you. It would be easy to feed that, quote, it's not an addiction because I don't, like I said, I don't, it's not like, well, you know what, I'm going to take a little break and go do some game. I'll be right back. I mean, I don't have any Jones to get out of here. You know, as soon as my show is over, I'm hitting the casino. And like I said, I rarely go. But when I go, I get the rush. And particularly when I'm gambling, I get the rush. It's like, wow. And so I can understand how you would feed the indulgence and how that indulgence would become a habit, something you had to do. And so I don't do it. I mean, if I had $1 billion, I would still gamble recreationally, right? It's easy to get caught up in that stuff. And so, anyway, that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the terror attacks. Because I'm talking about lies. And the lie is that we need to be bringing in more Muslims. And guys, I'm giving you country after country where either Muslims exist in droves or, I mean, like they're Muslim countries, or they've been brought over. And I can go country by country just in the since to, the what was it, the 5th or whatever of June, because I was talking about the number of people who've been killed since. There's been 66 bombings more now or Muslim acts of terror since I first started putting together the list for 2017. And 346 people killed, and I promise you it's more, and it grows every day, and it doesn't grow by one or two, it grows by four, you know, 10 or 11. And the countries, Nigeria, Thailand, Cameroon, Syria, Iraq, Tunisia, Nigeria, blah, 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 on down the line, Pakistan, Mali, and eventually, it ends up in France. It ends up in Britain. It ends up in the United States. But if you look at this list, there's these Muslim terror attacks all throughout the areas of the Middle East and Northern Africa. And the stupid leftists go, let's bring that here. There should have been no Muslim attacks in Britain, in France, in Germany, in Belgium, in the United States, in Canada, wherever. And I'm not saying ban Muslims. What I'm telling you is our way of life, when you truly adopt it, doesn't lend itself to the overwhelming need for bombing people. And we got our poster child, Timothy McVeigh. How long have we been relying on Timothy McVeigh, you know, for the left to go, yeah, but you guys got Timothy McVeigh. Well, fine. How many years has it been since the Oklahoma City bombings? I don't know, but we don't have another poster child. The Muslims are going to give you a lot of people to, you know, to be talking about, a lot of martyrs.
So anyway, get a recent London terrorist. I talked about this guy the other day. The driver of a van that plowed into pedestrians near a mosque in North London. He's been identified as Darren Osborne, 47, a resident of Cardiff. That's in Wales. And what's interesting about this story is when they first published this about Darren Osborne, 47, it was like, he's white! Yes! It was almost a celebration. When a Muslim commits an act of terror, it's all, you got to put a gun to the newspaper's head. Tell me who was it? Was it Muhammad? You better fess up. Okay, it was Muhammad. We admit it. But you practically have to drag it out of them. Do you guys remember San Bernardino? The minute it happened, I started going, it's Muslims. And then CNN, we don't want to say, we're not sure who it is, but they were bearded and looked Middle Eastern. They wouldn't even give you, they wouldn't give a description of these guys. This guy, Darren Osborne, white guy, red hair, leprechaun looking dude. You know that actor, so-and-so, kind of looks like him. You know what I mean? They might as well give you everything about him. Got three freckles right under his left cheek. He's a little bit, he's not tan, can't tan, he's already, he's a ginger. But, I mean, they're giving you the song and dance. Got three kids, two ex-wives, a dog named Biddy Jet. But boy, if he'd been a Muslim, obscure guy, unknown man, runs van into da-da-da, and we'd be going, Muslim? We wouldn't know who. One person died. I gave you the stats of Ramadan, where 139 attacks during Ramadan that have killed over almost 1,300 people. And there's been this incident, and you get the British Prime Minister May comes on. We will not tolerate any attacks. This Islamophobia must end. There's been 139 Muslim attacks around the world. That was as of a couple days ago. And during Ramadan, 24 days of Ramadan, almost 1,300 people, infidels all, of course, killed. And Theresa May comes out and says, we must fight against Islamophobia. We will not succumb here in Britain. Blah, blah, blah. Really? How about we fight against Christophobia or some other name for what's happening to us? Because apparently, or how about we fight against the caliphate or the theocratic genocide that's occurring all over the country. This is no longer anecdotal, people. This is real. These people are after us. And the left want a poster child, and they got him, Darren Osborne, 47, who, by the way, they say now was an act of road rage. At least that's what I read. He didn't kill him because of Muslims. He killed him because he got pissed. And they happened to be there, and by the mosque, and he ran some people over that were Muslims. That was not a terror attack. But it's Islamophobia. We cannot allow blah blah blah. And they wonder why people leave. Why Brexit happened in Britain? They left because they're sick of this. They're sick of people coddling the Muslims when we know who these people are. And it may sound like a broken record. I have nothing against Arabs. I have nothing against Muslims other than the fact that they want to kill us. If these people were to really become peaceful folks, I wouldn't care about what they do. You just can't practice your religion the way you want. If your religion says I can beat up women and rape them and rape kids, I'm sorry. You cannot practice that religion in America or any civilized society. Go in your goat herding, goat humping, country you're from and do it there. Because I'm never coming to visit. Anyway, short break, folks. We'll be back. Just keep it up.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.